And welcome to my podcast, Science. Today, we are starting a two-episode series called the Stellar Series. The first topic is the Dyson Sphere. The Dyson Sphere is a large object that takes the energy emitted by the sun. We can try to make a large sphere to envelop the sun, but the results of that would be catastrophic, as the thing could shatter easily and get pulled into the sun. So instead, it would have to be a Dyson swarm. It would redirect sunlight to a satellite to generate enough energy to power humanity for generations to come. But there is one problem. Even if each reflector was 1 square kilometer, it would still require 30 quadrillion reflectors. And even if they were built as lightly as possible, we would still need 100 quintillion tons of material. To solve this problem, we could disassemble Mercury. It has no atmosphere and only a third of the Earth's gravity, making it the ideal planet to use. We would have to set up a base with automated mining stations, a refinery to refine the mined materials, an electromagnetic ramp to launch the swarm, and a small team of overseers. Now I'll discuss why we would need to use reflectors. Compared to normal, conventional satellites with solar panels, it is much cheaper, durable, and more material conservative to use reflectors that will direct the sun's rays to one conventional solar panel, which is what we want. Lastly, the energy required to make a Dyson sphere can be gained by launching only a couple of them at the start, which is feasible. Then the energy gained can be used to double the amount of reflectors, giving even more energy. This process could be repeated again and again. This exponential growth means that if it takes 1 month to make one reflector, it could be finished in just a decade. The possibilities with basically infinite energy are endless. This topic is amazing. If we were ever to build one, humanity would rise to another level. This is it for now. Join me next week where I continue the series. See you later, alligators.